G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Hugh and Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
Oh my goodness, there is so much stuff going on at the moment. The Archbishop of Adelaide is in the news. He's been found guilty of covering up child sexual abuse. It's one of the stories that dominated yesterday. A refugee has died on Manus Island. We're going to find out more about that. He jumped from a moving bus, apparently. And Telstra has blamed the software fault for the mass network outage that took place on Monday. Now, there's other things that are going on that I want to talk about across the day today. It's 1 year on from the Manchester bombing. We're going to hear more about that with the national news team. And today, a lot closer to home, it is Wow Day today. Wear Orange Wednesday, supporting the SES. I'll see if I can find out some more details about it. But if you've got something orange in the cupboard, chuck it on today. Support the local SES and we'll show you proud of what they do for the local community.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
If you jumped online to triplem.com.au as yet, I tell you what, not only are you going to find out a whole heap of news from what's going on around the Limestone Coast and further afield. There's a whole heap of really cool stories online at the moment, including the fact that Coca-Cola is set to cut down on their sugar content. Now, this is something that's going to happen, apparently, across the globe. You can find out all about it online. There are so many people that are having flu shots at the moment, for which I got one yesterday, by the way. Had my flu shot, got it all done and dusted. That there's now, apparently, a national shortage of flu shots. So if you haven't got yours as yet, time to go to the doctor. Make sure you get yours so that you're protected. There is a lot of talk that the flu season is going to be particularly virulent this year. So it's well worth doing so. Now, these are some of the stories that you're going to find online today. One of the other things that you can do online is to go to our club page. When you're there, you get to become a member of the Triple M Club. Now, that is free and that is very easy to do. It's going to take you about 5 minutes and you will be done and dusted. And from there, what we give you the chance to do is win some pretty incredible prizes, including at the moment, checking out Keith Urban live in Nashville. We've got everything sorted for you. We're going to give you the chance to meet and greet the kid from Caboolture before the show as well, which would be just amazing. I keep raving about it, but what would it be like to be able to tell your friends forever and a day that you were lucky enough to meet Keith Urban and then rock out to one of his concerts in the home of country music across the globe in Nashville? I reckon it'd be pretty cool. I wouldn't shut up about it. I really wouldn't. I'd just be telling everybody. If you would like the chance to win, jump online, triplem.com.au, become a Triple M Club member, and we'll see if we can make you a winner.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Hey, we're going to catch up with Karcher soon, find out what's making local news around the Limestone Coast. But there's lots of things that's being talked about. There is a fantastic story on the front page of the paper today about a young girl who called the paramedics, and that call saved her mum's life. Now, that is an amazingly cool story, and if you get the chance to check it out, please do so. There's news on the race course upgrade, of course. If you've been past Glen Burnie at all, the race course upgrade is looking fantastic. Work is being done, which is awesome. And ice, of course, was being talked about on Monday night here in the Limestone Coast. So Robert Altman Theatre was the place to be for the ice forum, and a whole heap of people went along and were part of that. One of the other things that I saw last night online, and it flagged up in my social media pages, was the fact that something pretty special took place yesterday. And I use special sort of loosely because we're talking about rubbish, but I don't know whether you know it all, but the giant trap, the trap that's at the Cave Gardens, is regularly opened up and cleaned out, and tons of rubbish is collected in the trap at the Cave Gardens. And Sid's Lid was opened yesterday. A heap of school kids were there. There's a fantastic photo from the city of Mount Gambier. We shared it online on the Limestone Coast Triple M Facebook page. And it's just amazing. If you've never seen it happen, by the way, it's gross how much rubbish goes down our drains. But it is amazing that that there is something like Sid's Lid to hopefully stop it from going into the water table, which is awesome. Now, on 963 Triple M, these are just some of the things that are going on, being talked about, the things that you need to know about.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
It is time to catch up with Karcher to find out what is going on here in the Limestone Coast. It is a huge good morning to her. Hello.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, National Volunteer Week continues this week. Contractors are back on Butler Terrace in Narracourt, sections of road closing during construction. SA Water will be meeting with Limestone Coast locals tomorrow as a part of their Water Talk series, and students at Mallel Primary School have learnt the ins and outs of the gross pollutant trap. All of that in sport coming up soon.
On 963 Triple M, it is Wow Day today. We're Orange Wednesday. Showing your support for the SES. We'll talk more about it later on this morning. Tomorrow, biggest morning tea taking place across the Limestone Coast and further afield, around the country, in fact. Some big things going on this week. And, of course, Volunteer Week. Karcher was just talking about it. If you're a volunteer in the Limestone Coast, huge shout out to you.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, Wednesday morning. We've got a whole heap of sport to talk about today. We're going to talk about some exhibitions. There is a whole lot of talk this week about scams. SA Police have put out a warning about scams that regularly fleece us of our money. Now, there's some great websites around if you think that you might be being scammed, whether it's by email, whether it's being by phone, whether it's somebody who's cold calling your house, whether you've got a letter in the mailbox. But we're going to talk about one of the scams that that you need to look out for at the moment. Sergeant Andy Stott's going to join us and talk all about it. But one of the other things that's going on at the moment, and I giggled a little bit this morning, presents. When you get a present from someone, it's because somebody has thought enough of you that they want to give you a present. They want to say happy birthday. They want to say Merry Christmas. They want to go, I am thinking about you. And at the Royal Wedding on the weekend, of course, the biggest event on the planet, I'm still finding it hard to believe that 1.9 billion people, I was one of them, 1.9 billion people watched the Royal Wedding. But there were some goodie bags that were handed out to guests. And apparently now some of them are on sale on eBay for $4,000. So it begs the question, would you sell a gift from a friend? Have you sold a gift from a friend? I want to know about it. 13 2710. It is the number to call. You can jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page and have your say there as well. But I am fascinated. I want to know whether it's something that you've done, whether it's something you've thought about.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Catching up with Sergeant Andy Stott from Safe Hole. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Now, mate, there is talk of scams around the Limestone Coast area, and we always need to be vigilant.
Absolutely. Look, there's somehow or other scammers have intercepted an email with some banking details on it. So the buyer was involved in a negotiation with a company to purchase a piece of machinery, and as a result of a to and fro in relation to emails, bank details were nominated. These bank details were intercepted somehow and changed, and obviously the money was paid into the offender's account, not the business account, and someone scarpered with the money. So I guess what we're saying is just be really, really careful about who you're dealing with and whether you should be dealing over email. Maybe you should be checking stuff by phone or doing whatever. In this instance, the offender utilised a website address and an email address very similar in letters and design to the legitimate business website. So something has gone awry somewhere and someone's been able to intercept this business transaction, and I guess that's what the message we're just trying to get out there. And there's also a similar type of scan. Some of your listeners may well have had inquiry from by email from overseas-based buyers looking to purchase their caravan or car or whatever it is that they're advertising locally. And these offenders are saying that for one reason or another, armed services stationed overseas or travelling and can't get back or whatever, and need the people to pay money into an account. We're not exactly sure how this all works out, but it's certainly something not right there. Mm. And just to be really, really cautious about dealing with people by email, but offshore businesses and that sort of stuff, or people purporting to be offshore, and literally just trying to fleece you of your money.
Andy, we need to be so careful of scams these days because, I mean, people have access to our phones via the internet. There's always a way that somebody is trying to scam us out of our money.
Absolutely. Information is so readily available in this tech-savvy world, so you just need to be really careful.
Now on Node 63 Triple M, Sergeant Andy Stott joining us talking all about scams. It is Scam Awareness Week, and there's a whole lot of stuff on the SA Police website in regards to scams. And if you would like to know more, we've got a link on the Limestone Coast Triple M Facebook page. At the moment, one of the other scams that's being talked about is a tax office scam. If you're contacted by the tax office saying that you've got a tax debt, it's something that the tax office doesn't do, but you've always got to be very, very wary when things like that come across your emails.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast, it's 963 Triple M. If you haven't been down to the Riddoch Art Gallery lately, there's a couple of great exhibitions on at the moment. One of them we caught up with Melinty Pantalovsky to talk all about last week as it opened. Another exhibition that I was lucky enough to talk about in the lead up to it opening is an exhibition by Gina Raisin. Now, Melinty was talking all about this exhibition, and it's well worth checking out. Here is just some of what he had to say about it.
Gina exhibited Murmuration, which is a cosmic exploration based on her childhood dreams and the free-flowing spirit of jazz. Now, how does that connect? It's very interesting because her moment of inspiration for this exhibition came in late 2017 when she was watching Brittany Van Zeel, who's a Jazz Academy student, as she was performing her final year compositions at the Jazz Club. So these works are in direct response to that moment. Gina created two works. One is called Brit's Round Table, and the second one is Geometry of Jazz, which speak to Brit's composition. Gina also collaborated with our very own Riddoch Art Gallery curator and culture and development officer, Serena Wong. So they were in discussions for the past year, and this is a result of those discussions. The exhibition is reminding me very much of the abstract expressionist paintings. Each brushstroke acts as a single unit made of many things: the color, the structure, the essence of experience. All of that is combined into these powerful paintings by Gina Raisin.
Now on 963 Triple M, if you'd like to check out this exhibition by Gina, Murmuration, or the other exhibition that is currently taking place at the Riddoch Art Gallery by Catherine Truman, you can do so up until July. Well worth stopping by. If you've got a few minutes during your lunch break to wander around the gallery, it is well worth taking a look, because the exhibitions that we get here in the Limestone Coast are truly breathtaking.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I tell you what, over the course of the next couple of weeks, you are going to find out a whole lot about our local hospitals here in the Limestone Coast, because Triple M's Gimme 5 for Kids is only days away. In the lead up to talking all about Gimme 5 for Kids, I wanted to find out what was going on at the Narracourt Hospital. And Pam Schubert is the lady to talk to when it comes to things that are going on at the hospital. Pam, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, Pam, you and I have been talking on email for the last couple of weeks because there's been lots of really cool stuff in the pipeline going on at the hospital.
There has. We're very excited to see some of that work finally coming to fruition. So very exciting.
So what's going on at the moment?
We've been working to upgrade the East Wing or the maternity ward, and working with some young ladies in the region and getting their opinions, and they've helped us guide the changes that are happening. So we're going to be upgrading the maternity ward mum's rooms, which of course is accommodating mums and their newborn babies, and a whole refit.
So what are some of the things that we're going to see change at the hospital when it comes to the maternity ward?
The maternity ward, well, we're upgrading from, I think, probably the 1960s or 1970s to modern day. The rooms are going to be... So we're starting with two rooms. The rooms are going to be stripped out. The cupboards are going to be removed. We're setting up a baby bath in the room so mum and family can bath a baby in the room with mum. So new cupboards are being fitted out, being repainted, modernised, new windows put in. bathrooms being redone. So it's bringing it up to a more contemporary look with the idea to make it more pleasant for the stay. And, you know, this is the feedback we've received from the community, and the community has been extremely supportive sponsoring that, including Give Me Five for Kids, which we greatly appreciate.
So, Pam, over the course of the next few weeks is when this work is going to take place. How soon before it's finalised and finished up?
Well, that's a question I probably don't have an answer for you, but we're trying to do this in as short a time as possible. So our plan, stage one, is we're doing up two rooms. So we have got two rooms that are closed from use, and as soon as they are released back to being used, then we will go on to the next two rooms. So it's a staged process, and we have, you know, quite long, well, medium-term plans. So as soon as we have enough finances available, then we will continue with the work. And it is work because of the nature that we need to keep using the area, that it will take a while to achieve what we see as, you know, the long-term goal of refitting the whole area.
And one of the questions that I want to talk about is, because we're about to be raising funds for the local hospital wards and for maternity, how can people help out? Like, is it possible for the general community to make a donation to make these upgrades better?
Absolutely. Well, to achieve the upgrades, that's and we've already had fantastic support. To date, we have about $40,000 that's earmarked for this, which has been amazing. We still have more plans to do. So once we've done up the four rooms, then we're going to work on the special care nursery and refit that. And, you know, the whole unit needs some love. Any donations will be gratefully received, and I guess whenever we do receive donations, no matter how big or how small, we're very humbled by the generosity of spirit that comes with those gifts.
And you bring up an interesting point, because the Limestone Coast community is just so amazing when it comes to giving to events like or to projects like this for the hospital.
They are. They, you know, if you put a good case forward and ask, the response by the community is fantastic and very appreciated. And I think the public enjoys seeing the benefits locally, and certainly as a health service, it boosts the staff, it gives great pride, and really strengthens our connection with the community.
Pam, I cannot wait to talk all about how it all ends up. Good luck with the works going on this
week.
Thank
you. No, it's all very exciting.
We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
On 963 Triple M, Pam Schubert joining us. And big things happening at the Narre Court Hospital at the moment. There's some really cool stuff going on at the Mount Gambier Hospital in the Kids Ward as well. And we will talk all about that over the coming days and weeks as we get closer and closer to Triple M's Give Me Five for Kids.
Thanks for listening to the 963 Triple M Brekkie Show. Ewan's just a phone call away. 132710.
What?
That's 132710.
It is indeed. You can always jump online to our Facebook page as well. And one of the things that I'm asking about this morning, I want to know whether you've ever recycled a gift, whether you've taken it back, whether you've maybe sold it, got rid of it. There is a lot of talk about the royal wedding and the gift bags that were given out to the guests after what was the biggest show on the planet on the weekend. And as a result, some of those guests have put their gift bags onto eBay. They're selling them for about $4,000 a pop at the moment. I'd love to know whether you've ever done it, whether you'd think about doing it. I mean, if a friend or a family member gives you a gift, it's a gift of love. But sometimes it's a gift that you don't necessarily want. So I want to know whether you're game enough to do that sort of thing. Jump online to our Facebook page, have your say. Give me a call on 132710. I'd love to chat to you. A lady that I also love to chat to is Katja. She joins me right now to keep us up to date with what is going on. G'day.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, Limestone Coast locals are being urged to stop and thank those who give back to the community as a part of National Volunteers Week. Sections of Butler Terrace in Narre Court will be closed for works throughout the week. Locals are being urged to have their say on water and sewage services, SA Water coming to Mount Gambier. And the City of Mount Gambier have met with students from Mellal Primary School, lifting SIDS lid and opening the grossed pollutant trap. All of that in sport, coming up soon.
Now on 963 MMM, we've got birthdays. They're not that far away. If you know of someone who's celebrating a birthday, maybe an anniversary, you can let us know about it. You can jump online to our Facebook page. Give me a call, 13 2710.
The Limestone Coast, 963 MMM.
There's a whole heap of stuff going on in the pages of the paper today. The track upgrade out at Glenburnie is on track. Fantastic picture in the pages of the paper today. There's also some news on the ice forum that took place at the Sir Robert Heltman Theatre on Monday evening. It's the first of two that's taking place across the region. There's another one that's going on at Bordertown, and a lot of people went along to the Sir Robert Heltman Theatre to be part of it. There's also a really cool story on the front page of the paper, and if you get the chance today, make sure you check it out. It's about a young lady who managed to save her mum's life. A youngster's calm call to paramedics was the talk of the ambulance service, apparently, and it's just a very, very sweet article if you'd like to check it out this morning. On 963 MMM, we're going to catch up with Katja, find out what else is making news across the Limestone Coast very, very soon. We've got birthdays on the way for you, and well, if there's something happening in your backyard that you think that we should be talking about, you can always let us know. You can always jump online to our Facebook page, reach out on our social media pages, or just shoot me an email, 963@mmm.com.au.
You and Grant for breakfast.
I watched with interest on my email account over the weekend. The Whale Mail from over in Portland has started to come about once again. It is whale watching season, and we've had a few whales along the southern coast, which is absolutely fantastic. If you would like to check out and do a little bit of whale watching across the coast, Portland's Whale Mail is a great way to do it, which is how I get to keep up to date with what is going on. If I know of anything that's happening, I'll of course share it on our Facebook page. But if you would like to do some whale watching, it's a fantastic way to keep up to date with what is going on.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
It is time for us to talk sport across the Limestone Coast. Milo is with me in the studio. G'day, mate.
Good morning, you. Good morning, fellow coasters. Now, big week ahead for South Gambier and West Gambier. Footy and netball, of course, with the players. But South Gambier on Saturday night have a rump and red night. And that man, Slammin' Sammy Kigovic, he's back again. If you want to check him out and his new teeth, that will all happen, and you'll know all about it via their Facebook or contact the club. And West Gambier during the day have a sponsors pass players and officials day, 12 to 2:30, and the rat past Hawthorn great Johnny Platten. He'll be guest speaker and he'll be talking at 12:30. So maybe you'll probably be even able to sneak in and just have a listen to him there for a nominal fee if they're all booked out or whatever. Now, last Saturday in the SNFL Under-18 State Academy game, it was a trial game leading up to the National Carnival down the track, the first step to being drafted. The young fellas defeated Gunild Reserves, and Lucendale's Will Gould, he was best player, so he's going along nicely. And North Gambier's Declan Carmody, he kicked two goals. Now, Pioneers, they have another new Pioneer, 22-year-old Sam McDaniel from Adelaide. And he's here this week, and he'll suit up against the Canberra Gunners this weekend, who haven't had a win. So we should have them covered within brackets around and inverted commas, Huey. Let's hope we can knock them off and get back on the winners list. Now, he's had USA college experience and probably best described as a universal player. Now, certainly been a fractured season for the Pioneers, so let's hope things start to turn. Talking basketball, after 8, we'll catch up with Bess Sewell. And then after 8:30, we'll talk soccer or football, and get a new voice on, James Murphy from the Border Watch, who's doing a great job covering the soccer.
Now, mate, I've got to congratulate you on your orange shirt today, by the way. It is WOW Day today, Wear Orange Wednesday, helping out the SES, showing support. You've done a great job.
I've doubled up with the Triple M colours and that as well, you.
Now, we're going to talk about WOW Day later on this morning after 8. We're going to catch up with the SES to have a chat about it. We have, as we say, more sport going on. And the CEO of the Mount Gambier City Council, Mark McShane, is going to join us on the show for a chat as well.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Morning, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking sport, Southeast Coast Basketball League. Good morning, Bess Searle.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, listeners.
Now, last week in the A-grade men, it was Panthers 62, Kurt Rodas 22, defeated Cougars 50, Dylan Brown on target with 28. So, good game.
Very good game, and it was Panthers opened their account with a win, which is a good start to the season after two losses. So, yeah, promising signs for Panthers.
And I reckon Bulldogs have got it right, picking two equal squads, because it was Bulldogs Blues 75, Simon Vertfield 21, and the Canadian import also plays footy for the Penola Eagles. Big Jason Nyston was 16. They defeated the other Bulldogs camp, Red 68 and Luke Black. Good morning, Narracourt, of course, with 21. So bring the season on.
Yes, certainly. And, of course, the assistant coach of the Pioneers, Ryan Meakin, chipped in with 17, and I think five of those were three-pointers. So that was a good effort on his behalf as well.
Now, Cats 84 with the Young Guns, Finn Grimes 21, and I reckon it's Cade Bradley with 20.
Yes.
They defeated Roos 80. Matty Sutton showing the way with Ron Barassi 31.
That's right, and there was a good effort by Roos. They went to Millicent with just five players. Two guys didn't turn up, which was a bit disappointing, but it was a great game. And as Matty described it, one that was entertaining, and the result was right up there until the last few minutes.
Now, in the women, Cougars 80 with Tennille Gray on target very early in the season with 27. They were all over Bulldogs like a rash with 36. Bulldogs must have had a few players out, I'd say.
I think the thing is that they're new, the combination of the Roos and the Bulldogs players, and they're taking a little bit of time to gel as a team. I was surprised at the margin, Milo. I thought that Bulldogs would be closer than that, but only time will tell, won't it?
Yeah, that cohesion will come. Second sense. Panthers 65, Emily Close having a great season early, 25. They defeated Cats 64, and the footballing, netballing basketball, Olivia Fuller with 31.
Yes, that was a good effort again by Panthers, because they were short on numbers, so netball training took several of their players away, and they went to Millicent with five and came back with the chocolate. So that was a good result there for Panthers.
Tonight, just quick selections, Beth. Bulldogs, Red and Roos in the men?
Red, I think. Sitting on top of the table, and they'll win.
Catch us if you can. Cats and Cougars. There's a cat fight amongst the boys.
Well, I think it's in Millicent, but I think Cougars might get over the line for their first win.
Bulldogs Blue on a roll to knock off Panthers?
Well, they're sitting on top, and Panthers are in the mix with the 2-1 result. No, I think Bulldogs Blue, with the leadership of the Birkfields, will be too strong.
Won't forget the girls, Panthers and Bulldogs, and let's hope Bulldogs are starting to get that team feeling and make a game of it. Your selection?
Yeah, well, Bulldogs certainly have got the players in the lineup. They just have to put it on the court. So I'll say Panthers just through Emily Close.
And Cats head to Millicent to take on the Saintly girls.
Yes, well, I think it'll be Saints, because Cats, like Cougars men, haven't got a W yet. So that one, I think, will be Saints.
Beth, as always, thanks for your coverage. Keep the ball in front of you, and we'll have a chat next Wednesday morning.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Your local 963 Triple M. It's time to find out all about Wow Day today. Kimberly joins me from the local SES. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Kimberly, what is Wow Day? What's it all about, and how can we be part of it?
So, Wear Orange Wednesday is a day where we ask people to wear orange when they go to work or they're out and about, to show recognition for the work that people do in SES.
And Wow Day has taken on a life of its own over the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, it's gotten huge, that's for sure. And it's amazing to see how many people actually do recognise us and get out there and wear orange as well. So it's fantastic.
Look, it's probably not until we get wild weather, or there's an accident that takes place or something like that, where we see the SES out and about. But whenever you guys are out and about, it's proof positive that, you know, life wouldn't be the same without the volunteers that we have, not only in the Limestone Coast, but across Australia.
Yeah, so I think the important thing is that we are all volunteers and we're out there contributing to safety. So if you don't see us too much, that's good. But no, it's great to get out there, and there's lots of things that we do, basically trying to make things as safe as possible.
So. And you guys have been out and about over the last couple of weeks helping people out as well. I saw you guys out at Anzac Day helping out. You guys were out with the 100 Mile Classic on the weekend. There's all sorts of stuff that you guys get involved with that people don't necessarily know about either.
No, so we help out with traffic control and sports days and lots of things there as well. Just anything in the community, basically. So, yeah, there's lots of things that we participate in there just to make community events run a bit smoother as well. So that's great.
Kimberly, for people who would like the opportunity to join the SES as a volunteer, what's the process? How do you do it?
Well, it's actually not too difficult. We have information on our Facebook page where people can have a look at what we're up to. But basically, if they go to the website, which is ses.sa.gov.au, there's links there to join. And basically, they don't need any previous experience, and we offer free nationally recognised training, and they can just get on board. So we train on Wednesday nights. But the way to instigate that process is to jump online and send through a query, basically.
Kimberly, for people who want to know more about Wear Orange Wednesday today, how do they do that?
So on our Facebook page, there's also the state Facebook page and all over the website as well.
And
lots of information.
It's not too late to get involved. If you're getting dressed this morning, pull something orange out of the cupboard, make sure you wear it today. Hey, Kimberly, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
On 963 MMM, we've got more to do. Whole heap of stuff. In fact, we've got James joining Milo. They're going to talk sport, talk about soccer in the Limestone Coast. And, well, it's time for us to do this.
Hi, everyone. It's Keith Urban. Put our hearts in a parallel line. It's all that wasted.
Keith Urban's new album, Graffiti U, featuring Parallel Line, is available now on CD and online. MMM.
It is your local 963 MMM. I am very excited because I've got a mate who absolutely, totally, utterly loves Keith Urban. He has been to every show here in Australia. And there are a lot of you across the Limestone Coast who would like to check out the one, the only Keith Urban live in concert in Nashville. Teresa's one of them. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Teresa, have you been a fan for a long time?
Yes, quite a long time.
Have you seen him in concert?
Several times.
Tell me all about that.
We just headed up to Adelaide, me and a few friends, and enjoyed the evening. And yeah, no, it's always been a good concert.
I've seen some of the recorded concerts, and this man can really entertain.
Yeah, no, he's really good.
What do you reckon it'd be like going to Nashville, checking him out live in concert, and doing a bit of a meet and greet with him beforehand?
Oh, I think I'd be nervous as anything, but... But it'd be amazing. It would be really amazing.
Well, Teresa, you're in with a chance to see if we could make you a winner. Good luck, all right? And thanks for being a member of the MMM Club.
Thank you.
On 963 MMM, if you would like to be part of it, Keith Urban in Nashville, we want to send you there. Flights, accommodation, all the usual stuff, all the tickets sorted, and a chance to meet the kid from Caboolture before the show as well. Keith Urban's brand new album, it's called Graffiti U. If you haven't got it as yet, it features Parallel Line. It's available now on CD and online as well. And if you'd like to jump online to MMM.com.au right now, we're giving you the chance to be part of what is going to be an unforgettable concert. Well, thanks to the Limestone Coast MMM.
MMM rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, MMM. And we're talking soccer, of course. Thought I might get a different voice on this morning. Frank Wilcox is away on secret soccer business and other things. Now, the Border Watch, the last couple of seasons, have had excellent coverage of the local soccer, particularly the men's version. And that's been as a result of the efforts of James Murphy, and he's on the line. Good morning, James.
Morning, Ryan.
Second year in, you're a convert to soccer last season, so obviously a lot easier and you've got more of a knowledge of the game and what to look for.
Yeah, that's it. Sort of thrown in the deep end last year, but I sort of learnt the ropes and got to know all the coaches and that, so yeah, it's definitely a lot easier now.
No, well done. I always read your write-up to get a first-hand update on what's happening. Now, on the weekend, we had round two of the Premiership season. Of course, Inter done the trick in the Belgiorno Cup once again. But Central 7 defeated Portland 1, and there's a name there at Central's, and what a pickup he's been as a recruit this year, their coach, Nathan Fleetwood, with 3. And not only for Central's, a guy of his credentials is pretty handy to come to the competition.
Yeah, that's it. He's definitely got plenty of credentials. Yeah, and I've seen him play a couple of times, and yeah, as soon as he gets up forward, he's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, and no doubt the Lions are pretty happy with that. Now, Blue Lake and Apollo had a red-hot go, and it was Blue Lake getting up 2-1, so that's an indication where they're sitting at this stage.
Yeah, it really is. I've had a couple out on the weekend even, so I had to get up on a polo. It was pretty impressive feat, especially after a polo showed that they could beat Centrals in the semi-final and, you know, had a pretty close game against Inter in the cup final. So hopefully we see four or five teams that are all pretty close this year.
Yeah, all good for the competition. And the Gulf East, Narracourt, 13. And it was lucky for them. They built a Millicent no score. And I'm going to christen him Arrow Boot. Andrew Dement with 8 goals. And helping him out was Jimmy Fulton with a lazy 3. So Narracourt appeared to me, and I'll be interested in your comment, as one of the most improved sides this year.
Yeah, they do. They've shown pretty good form. And obviously their reserve side getting up in the Oceania Cup final shows they've got a bit of depth there as well. So hopefully they can show some good things this year.
Yeah, also good for the competition. Now, round two this Sunday, round three, sorry, Grey Attack. Apollo versus Narracourt, your selection?
I think Apollo should get up, but I think it'll be another close game for them.
Inter are fresh from the bye, and they will host Blue Lake. So Blue Lake are going to find out where they're at in a hurry?
Yeah, they will. They had a close game in the Arizona Cup on the lead-up to the final, but I think Inter's depth will probably be a bit too much for them again this time.
And I'd say Millicent have had counselling during the week because they're going to host Central, so they'll want to score this week, but I think Centrals will have too many guns, and I'd say Nathan Fleetwood's attitude would be no mercy because percentage is going to be important in the final wash-up.
Yeah, that's definitely it. I don't think Millicent's quite got the legs they need to get up over them.
No outlandish statements you want to make at this stage who'll play off in the grand finale way down the season?
I don't think. Okay. Honestly, I've got no idea what the season holds. I think it's going to be pretty good for the league itself.
Well, you got your finger on the pulse, so I'm going to go with your knowledge. Now, just before we do sign off, we must mention the SOFA Bendigo Bank have a round this week, round three. Inter Combined Footy Club will take on United. Apollo City Footy Club will entertain Wanderers. Portland have the bye, and Millicent, like the boys, will have Centrals over there. James, thanks for your time. Keep up the good work, and I think the soccer fraternity should appreciate having you on board to cover their game.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We get to talk all about what's going on at council at the moment. The man who knows all about it is the CEO. He's on the line. Mark McShane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Ewan?
Yeah, good. Hey, Mark, Volunteer Week this week, first of all.
It is, and let's take our hats off for the volunteers right across our lovely city, because without the volunteers in whatever form and whatever jobs they're doing, some are in sporting clubs, some are in other community groups, some work at council. They're all over the shop. And it's just great because many of our organisations are basically run on volunteer labour. In council, of course, we all have our paid staff, but we're also they're supplemented by some fantastic volunteers across a number of areas. That includes, for example, our youth group, certainly our Riddoch Art Gallery volunteers and folks working in our library. And, of course, volunteers who come in for specific occasions, be they major events, for example, and things like the Christmas parade would be almost unattainable without our volunteers. So can I just give a great round of applause from council, but also for the rest of the community to acknowledge that it's National Volunteers Week, and we're having a quiet celebration with our volunteers during the course of the week.
Now, mate, the ash tree is something that there's been a lot of talk about on social media. Of course, at the moment, it's just a stump after the wild weather that we had recently. What has council decided to do?
Well, there was obviously some interest in the stump, which I have called the black stump, but of course it's not. It's simply a claret ash, I think, is the official terminology for the species. Been there for around 60 years. So the council resolved on last Tuesday night at council meeting that indeed the stump will be removed and a suitable tree will be planted in its place. And the stump will be retained at our council depot, along with, I might add, some of the very large limbs that came off that tree when it did fall down, must be 2 months ago now, retained for some possible future use. Now, we don't know what that future use is going to be, and it's be purely speculative about what we're going to do, but that will be for some of the council to decide upon in the near future.
Mark, make sure you stick around. There is a lot still to talk about when it comes to the local council news. Aldi is going to be one of the things we talk about in a moment.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
We are talking to the CEO of the Mangambia City Council, Mark McShane. Mark, there was great news last week when it was announced that Aldi is coming to the Limestone Coast.
Yes, it's just taken a few years, I think. Undoubtedly, the listeners would be very well aware of the matters around Fiddler Room website. That's in the main has been a vacated premises for the past, I think, about 10 years, Ewan, but I'll stand corrected on that. I know some shops were there up until a few years ago, but for the most part, that building has not been utilised. And there's been on-again, off-again plans, and of course the building was sold some years ago now to the developers GLG, and they've had several, without being too rude, sort of false starts about getting this up and running.
Mm.
And what we have now with Aldi is an Aldi supermarket, which I'm sure the listeners would be well aware of. There's examples in Portland, Hamilton and Warrnambool. And they tend to be very similar around Australia. So we'll have a similar sort of facility as you have in those other cities across the border. And we, at this stage, in construction timing for the store, this is according to Aldi, of course, have not been confirmed, but we'll go through all the necessary approvals. And we keep our fingers crossed that Fiddler and Webb, the old building, will be removed. A new facility will be constructed in the next little while.
See, these are some of the questions that I had. Will the Fiddler and Webb building go? Is it a development that will include the current owners of the site, or are Aldi going to essentially take over?
Well, the site's still owned by GLG, which are the developers who bought the Fiddler and Webb building many years ago. When I say many, probably 4 years ago now, yeah. 4 or 5 years ago. My understanding is that the current Fiddler and Webb building that we're all very familiar with now will be removed in its entirety, and the Aldi supermarket and I think a couple of specialty shops and car parking will be put in its place.
This is great news.
Well, it's been a long time coming, and obviously, as I said, there's been a couple of announcements over the past few years. Of course, initially when the building was sold, and then with another plan come up, and so things have been working quietly in the background here, and obviously we're very pleased to see that development taking place, and the sooner the better, I think, in terms of really improving that streetscape along that part of that commercial road.
Mm. Now, mate, one other thing that I've got to talk to you about before I let you go, the indoor recreational sports facility, how's it all going? What's it doing?
Look, well, thank you. And council last Tuesday night have formed a council law committee to guide this process over the next 5 months or so through to the full application stage. And again, you will recall that council submitted an expression of interest in late April for the grant funding from the federal government. And that, we hope, will generate into a request for a full application. But we don't really have the time to sit down and relax now. We are moving straight into the full application process. And along with council laws, stakeholders, and a number of other people who will be providing support for this, we'll be moving into the development of a whole raft of things that need to be done, which would then form the basis of our full application and business case for the indoor sport and recreation facility.
Something that you and I are going to talk a whole lot about over the course of these 5 months.
I'm sure we will, and I know there'll be lots of different opinions, and it's great to have that community consultation happening beforehand, which we did with the receiving of 10,000 signatures, which council formally did on Tuesday night, by the way, formally acknowledged that petition. But of course, there'll be lots more community conversations happening in the next few months as this progresses into a final decision by council about whether or not to proceed with the full application stage later this year.
Mark, it's been great to talk as always. I am so impressed about Aldi, by the way. Mate, we'll catch up soon.
Go shopping together.
Exactly. See you, mate.
Cheers. Bye.